Miley Cyrus with Used to Be on here on 103.3 WZND. If you hit snooze last hour, this is Wake Up Normal. I'm Anne.
I'm Gabriel.
And I'm Sarah.
This morning, we are joined by a very special guest. This is Eduardo Monk, our student body president.
It's good to be here.
Happy to have you. So, what has been going on in student government? We're all students.
Yes.
Of course.
It's all relevant. It's all important. So, what's been going on?
Yeah, of course. Honestly. Well, let me back up a little bit and just kind of fill you in on what student government is, what our mission is, you know, what we really hope to accomplish for the campus community. You know, the way I like to describe student government is that we're very much the elected representation for the student body on the administrative level. So, essentially, we're the ones who are going to have a direct line to the administration to be able to advocate for student rights and student concerns. So everything from mental health to campus safety to tenants' rights have been something that we've been addressing this year. And I'll go into details on some of the more specifics on the projects we are pursuing. But just at its core, what we're really about is making sure that students always have a seat at the table with the administration's decisions. Illinois State, we have a very unique tradition here known as shared governance. So are you guys familiar with the Academic Senate at all?
I do. I think so.
Of course.
I
heard the name. Can
yes.
I tell you what it's about, though?
Of course. Yeah, don't worry. Most students really aren't too in touch with it. But this is the governing body for the university. So they're the ones recommending policy to the Board of Trustees, to the university president. So everything that the university does, policy, curriculum, everything flows through the Academic Senate. Here at Illinois State, all 20 senators that serve in student government also serve on the Academic Senate. And myself, I serve as the vice chair for the Academic Senate. So the university does a great job at bringing students in. They listen to our voices, and that's really what the core of student government is about, is making sure that students are always going to have their voice at the table when the administration's making decisions.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Yeah. No, that's really cool.
I love learning about it. I almost went into poli sci.
Really?
Then I did not. Then I decided to do music. However, it's all very interesting to me. There's so many levels.
Oh, there
that's
is.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely a bit of a learning curve with it. Luckily, you know, this is my third year in SGA, so I've had some time to get my feet wet with it all, but.
Well,
yeah.
You're like up to your knees at this point. Really?
Yeah, honestly. But yeah, honestly, it's been a passion of mine. It's easily been my favorite part of my college experience so far. But just to fill you in on just a few things that we've been working on this year. So first off, the one that I'm most excited about is the project that I have selected. So, you know, going into this role, I knew, all right, student body president, that actually kind of means something in the real world. And I want to make sure that I'm able to use this platform and use the voice that I have to actually have a very, very serious impact on students. So the project that I have selected to pursue is a couple years ago, the state passed a law for K-12 students allowing for 5 mental health days a year. So all you had to do, email your teacher, get to make up all your homework, don't need a doctor's note, counts as an excused absence. And the way the law was written, since it was an amendment to the attendance policy for K-12 students, university students were excluded from it. So that's what I'm looking to get done here in the state of Illinois. We are currently in talks with our local state senator, Dave Kaler. And so we are working alongside his staff right now, researching what the legislation is going to look like, kind of getting some context for what the law is going to be, because if we get this done, Illinois will be the first state in the nation that will pass mental health days for university students. So we're kind of getting into some uncharted territory with this law. So we're working alongside his staff researching. We are hopeful that we will have a sponsor lined up in the House, but we are currently bringing more and more universities on board. We have SIUC, Southern Illinois Carbondale. We have University of Illinois Chicago. We've added Southern Illinois Edwardsville, which is, we're hoping to be the model of success because they are very, very close to implementing wellness days by next semester. So there's a whole lot of momentum on the front to get mental health days done for university students. And Illinois State right now is at the helm of a statewide initiative on that front. So that's the project I'm most excited about. We're hopeful that the timeline Senator Kaler was giving us was potentially even as early as January, seeing a bill come to the floor. But we're expected to see a bill be filed here in a few weeks. Once a bill is filed, we're going to be starting a statewide lobbying campaign on state representatives, state senators, pulling on our connections at other universities to, hey, we got a state representative of Chicago, UIC, can you go lobby him for us? So we're thrilled about it. That's kind of my main project that I've selected. I've got a commission together for it made up of members of the Student Government Association as well as another RSO on campus known as the Student Legislative Advocacy Coalition. They are an independent RSO that is dedicated to advocating for student rights and student issues to local and state officials. So they've built up a ton of infrastructure with state and local officials. So we're working alongside them to be able to reach some of the legislators and, you know, using the legitimacy of SGA to really make sure we can get into the room. So keep an eye on that. That's definitely something that I'm thrilled to be working on. And hopefully we'll be able to have some more updates for y'all going here real soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spoken like a true politician.
That's very exciting. mental health is something that's very important to me personally. So that's really cool to hear that, like, student government is, like, really making, like, major efforts in, like, mental health for, like, you know, Illinois and, like, you know, other universities.
And, like, university students. Because I remember when the, like, 5 mental health day thing, like, happened. I mean, I was in high school. And so many people benefited from that. And
oh, yeah.
I think, I mean, I could use one right now. I think a lot of people could.
Right.
Midterms coming up, I could, like, a lot of people could really use that. Like, it's important.
Yeah, it's very, very important to me. So that's awesome. It's really cool to hear.
Oh, yeah. No, and they ultimately, you know, we're just looking to give some grace to college students. You know, we're easily, you know, I think mental health is one of the most important issues facing our generation. You know, to me, I think that it is the single most important factor in someone's life. You know, it doesn't matter how much money you have, it doesn't matter how many friends you have, it doesn't matter what type of job you have, it doesn't matter what you've accomplished, how much success, none of it matters if you're miserable. So that's why mental health is really the my top priority for my administration. And now that I'm in a position where I actually can have a significant impact on students and their mental health, it's something I am not looking to squander the opportunity for.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, totally.
So on a less serious note, speaking of school, middle schools, high schools, so middle school.
Of course.
We all went through it. It all happened to all of us. So what was your favorite fashion trend in the middle schools? Such as, like, a highlighter kid, the kids who wore, like, cat ears, like,
see,
that type of thing.
See, I'm a big fan of those silly bands.
Oh, yes.
We bring those back. Because they were, those were fun because, A, they were, you could find them everywhere. But they were also, you could collect them all you want, too. So many different types. You have no idea what you're going to get out of your pack.
Right.
It was exciting times back then.
No, it was really cool. Like, you would find, like, the multicolored ones, too, that were, like, really, like, they were just awesome.
Yes. I always, and you would trade them. Like,
oh, yes.
There were, that was the time to learn about, like, economics and economic value.
That, right. The rainbow loom bracelets that you would get.
Yeah.
I think I once, because I was just wearing one, and I think this one kid once came up to me and was like, I will pay you $5 if you make me one of those.
No, people would buy it off your wrists, too. Like, you'd be wearing one. They'd say, I'll give you money for that right now. Like, all right.
Like, I was like, you're literally, like, 8. Why are we, like, what is happening here? Like,
right.
Well, my school banned silly bands.
Oh,
and
no.
Any, like, trend. They banned fidget spinners. No. They banned silly bands, rainbow loom, like, everything. Because it got to be a quote-unquote distraction.
So they hate fun.
Exactly. So you want us to be miserable. It all comes back to the mental health. They want us to be miserable. Seriously, though.
I just remember being able to hear all the fidget spinners, like, spinning, like, ever so quietly.
Yeah,
like
I guess it might be distracting. But, like, the
maybe
bracelets.
A little bit.
Too good.
It's okay.
Simpler time. I want to bring them back. I want to trade with people. That's how you make friends. That's how you talk to people. It's like, I got a rainbow one, but it's pink to orange ombre.
Right,
like,
right.
What do you got?
The time where I, like, felt like $5 was, like, so much.
Yeah, no, I couldn't even buy you a coffee.
No, literally.
So Eduardo, I so agree with you, though, on the silly bands.
Mm-hmm, thank
so
you.
So agree.
It's too good.
Revolutionary.
It's really good. So, silly bands and mental health.
Mm-hmm.
That's what student government's all about.
Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's in our constitution.
That's right. As it should be.
Every member should be wearing silly bands, obviously.
Too good. Well, thank you so much for coming on this
of
morning.
Of course. No, thank you guys
Welcome
so much for
anytime,
happening.
Anytime, truthfully.